Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Outside special Father's Day edition. We're live in the South on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. We're live in the North on WEEI Boston, the flagship station of the Boston Red Sox. Sorry about your Bruins, y'all. And coast to coast, left to right on SB Nation Radio. This hour, we're going to continue to talk about dad's trips with us to the outdoors. We're going to talk to Mac, get a Ram fishing report a little later on. We're also going to do our Medal of Honor tribute. And at this point, I would like to remind you about something O'Neill's got going on. The O'Neill Outside Alaska Adventure 2020, June 14th through the 21st. O'Neill is inviting y'all to join him on an Alaskan cruise. They're going to, from what I see on the picture online, it looks pretty amazing. Check it out for yourself, O'NeillOutside.net. Scroll down the bottom of the page, you'll see it there. They want you to go with them. They've got plenty of cabins available, but they are selling fast. So jump on there and reserve now. That's O'NeillOutside.net. Look for the O'Neill Outside Alaska Adventure 2020. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. That'll put you in touch with me here, and you can talk to me about dad. Now, I do want to digress for just a moment, if I may. I came across something this week that is so perfect for today's show as far as a topic, although not father-related, granted, but it's perfect for it. Found a story that came out a couple days ago about research in England to find out how much nature we really need. So think about this. They're saying we need to get outside. O'Neill is saying you need to get outside. Somebody finally got the message. Check it out. They have quantified, these researchers, the ideal amount of time needed to reap the health benefits of the great outdoors. 120 minutes, 2 hours a week. It could be broken up in any way, shape, or form. It could be one solid chunk. It could be a bunch of small ones over the days. But the key is that 2 hours. Now, that being said, more time is not really necessary, apparently. They say, these same researchers say 5 hours outdoors yielded little extra benefit to the two. Okay, then. So you don't have to be outside all the time. Go out, enjoy yourself for a short time, and do your thing. But you would also, that's what I was looking for. How reliable is this study, you may ask? Okay, they studied 20,000 people in England to come up with this concept. I would say definitely some good advice. Oh, got a break. Sorry, we'll be back. You're listening to O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Easy living. Good morning and welcome back to O'Neill Outside, the special Father's Day edition. Give us a call. Tell us what your plans are with dad this weekend, or if you have something special in mind for him. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. In the meantime, let's check in with Mac and get our Lake Lanier fishing report. Good morning to you, Mac. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Highly caffeinated and very motivated as usual.
The only way to be, brother.
You know it, baby. You know it. Although I do catch heat for it. I drink Pepsi, and in a Coke town, I'm not looked upon too well.
Well, you might have to leave if you keep doing that.
Yeah, if I don't leave willingly, I'm sure I'll be run out on a rail and tarred and feathered.
Well, if you shop Home Depot and fly Delta, we might can slide on the Pepsi thing.
Well, I got the 2 out of 3 then, Mac.
All right, we'll let you stay with the intent of you improving on that.
Beautiful. What we got going on at Lanier, my man?
Man, we got a beautiful weekend. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. I hope you get a chance to get out on the water. Fishing's been good, and we're enjoying some unusually cool weather, mild weather, low humidity for middle of June, so take advantage of that. Everything's biting. Striper bites good. Bass bites good. Even the crappie fish, they're biting, and I'm getting the same vibe from other lakes in the area. bite's good. If you're striper fishing, it's largely a live bait, downline bite, typical for this time of year. A lot of fish starting to gravitate to backs of pockets with the drains and over creek channels, maybe even over the river channel. If you're bass fishing, no surprises here. The fish are on the offshore stuff, main lake brush, starting to get a little bit of a topwater bite, especially if you get a little cloud or wind cover. So bottom line is we've got a good bite. The patterns are typical for this time of year. So you can't catch them if you don't go. Get out there and get after them.
Typical for this time of year. That's kind of unusual since we've had like an early heat and now this cool kind of a spell.
You know, it is. The weather, what an anomaly. You know, we had record heat in May. And I don't know if we've broken any records with this cool snap, but it's certainly way below average. I know when I got up yesterday here in the Beaufort area, we had 54 degrees. And I think we had in very up in the mountains in North Georgia, I think there was a couple recorded 49-degree temperatures, which is incredible for the middle of June. So, yeah, you would think with those kind of anomalies, we've had a lot of lake fluctuations, too. Going back really for the past 6 weeks, we had some real high water, and then they pull it down. So, but it hasn't bothered the fish. The lake has fished well, and other area lakes have fished well, even through all of that. Those are a lot of ups and downs to deal with. So,
I did a little report this morning of about 10 lakes I went through, and every one of them seemed like that they were all just in great shape to get some good hits today.
Oh, yeah. No, and we talked to people on other lakes, other guides. The Tennessee lakes, Carolina lakes are fishing real well. Guys in Alabama are telling me the same thing. So, yeah, for whatever reason, fishing's good. So wherever you're at this morning, get up and go fishing.
Let me ask you something, Max. Speaking of Tennessee, have you ever fished up around Nickajack?
I have. You know, Tennessee's got some excellent water. That whole Tennessee, if you basically go up the 75 corridor, all those lakes that are near or right off 75 are all outstanding striper fish. Some of the best striper fish in the water. But Nickajack is a very good one.
And it's huge, too.
It is. There's a lot of water up there. What's nice about that, too, Scott, you got a lot of water in that same area I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Which spreads the anglers out. A lot of places up there don't get a lot of fishing pressure. You don't have any huge metropolis like you do in Atlanta. You got Knoxville and you got Chattanooga, but there's so much water you can spread the anglers out and you don't get the crowds. It's some pretty water, very productive for bass and stripers. So, yeah, that's Nickajack's a good one, and so is Chickamauga.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Watts Bar, yeah, just a lot of good water. Those guys are really lucky. They got a lot of different variety, too, as far as a species of fish. So, yeah, I don't get up there often anymore. Unfortunately, I stay really busy here, but, yeah, some excellent fishing up there.
Hey, look, staying busy here is not a bad thing, Mac.
That wasn't a complaint. Just
no, no. Hey, how can we make you more busy? What can people do to get in touch with you and arrange a little bit of a fishing tour of Lake Lanier?
They can find us online at CaptainMacks.com. That's CaptainMacks. And you can also see an expanded version of the Hayes Fishing Report we just gave you. We put that up usually on Friday night, so you can check that out. There's a Heartland Report on there as well.
Outstanding. Hey, thanks for the call, Mac, and have yourself a mighty awesome Father's Day. Oh, before you go, you got any plans?
My daughter's home from school for a little bit, so I think we're going to goof off. We'll probably go to the lake tomorrow afternoon, do a little swimming, probably may or may not fish, but I think we're going to just go out and enjoy the lake.
Well, that sounds like a mighty fine plan indeed, sir. You have yourself too much fun.
All right, Mr. Scott, have a great weekend. And again, happy Father's Day to everybody. Get out there, enjoy the lake, be safe.
Indeed. Thanks a lot, Mac. Take it light.
See you, buddy.
404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255 outside of the Atlanta calling area. That'll put you in touch with me, and we can talk about Dad. Now, I guess I can go back and talk about Dad again here, because why not? He's an easy guy to talk about, and he's a cool dude. So I'll tell you about a fishing expedition that was successful, quite unlike the Holland fishing expedition in the North Sea, where we caught more waves than fish. This was back when I was younger, about 8 years old. Excuse me. And my grandparents were living in Florida at the time, around Stuart, Florida, and that's on the East Coast. And so one day, Dad decides that his brother's in town, and it would be nice that if he and his brother could take me and my brother, Jeff, out fishing offshore. So we did. And I got to tell you, it was a tremendous experience. From the moment we got there to the moment we got out in the water, sunshine everywhere, beautiful day. The ocean was just as flat as can be. There wasn't anything going on. And the fishing was slamming. There were people all over this boat pulling in everything you can think of. Most of the fish that day, though, were trigger fish, which is actually kind of an interesting species, but I digress. The trip itself, fantastic. Everything you can ask for, except for one thing for yours truly, I wasn't getting any hits, and I couldn't figure out why. I was doing everything they told me to. We're fishing with squid, doing what they tell us to do. Nothing. So I got kind of frustrated, and my uncle says, I'll tell you what, let me bait your hook, you hold my line, and we'll see if we can get you a fish here. I said, all right, fine, let's do that thing. So he baited my hook, and while he was baiting my hook, I got a hit on his line. So I ended up reeling in a fish on his line, and he ended up with nothing, the poor guy. And my father just laughing his head off, checking it all out. It was a tremendous experience. It was hilarious in that my uncle, well, he was the one that was left out holding the bag, and me and my brother both got a fish. So it was an awesome day all the way around. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. I've got a call here from Richard in West Virginia. Richard, good morning. You're on O'Neill Outside. Okey Hello, dokey. Richard.
Okie dokie, I'm here.
Ah, right on. How you doing, my friend? What can we do for you?
I want to know, what type of fish is a salamander? What?
You mean like the little four-legged lizard-looking critter?
You know, a lizard-looking, that's what your producer said, that it's a lizard-looking.
Yeah, salamanders are reptiles. They're lizards. They're sort of look, they're different looking than regular lizards. Typically a rounded nose, darker colors, that kind of thing. But definitely not a fish, sir.
It's not a fish.
No, sir.
And actually, when I was fishing, I caught one. There was a couple times that I caught one of them. And I'm just thinking, they almost look like, oh, what do you call those type of fish that are they're killers? Oh, what's the name of that fish that's they put in there that's, oh, I don't know, I'm having a hip and going. I can't think of what they're called. So that's they're not really a fish. They're just, I don't know, a lizard.
Couldn't tell you for sure. I'd have to get a peep on it. But yeah, definitely not a fish, my friend. It's a lizard. It's a reptile. It's partly aquatic, I think, in its life cycle, which is maybe why you're yanking them out of the water. But definitely not a fish, Richard. Hey, buddy, got a bail, but thanks for calling. We look forward to hearing from you, and we will talk to you again next time. In the meantime, you're listening to O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 AM 750 in the South. In the North, WEEI Boston, home of the Sox. And coast to coast on SB Nation. Don't go anywhere. More outdoors when we return. Good morning. Welcome back. We are in the second hour of O'Neill Outside. We're talking outdoors here this morning, and we are talking Father's Day plans for outdoors or Father's Day memories. Give us a call, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. That'll put you in touch with me, and we can talk about Dad. In the meantime, let's go to the phones. We've got Bill in New Hampshire, and I am so glad you called today, Bill. You have a water safety thing?
Yes, sir. I am a police officer on the water up here in New England. So I'm out there in the water when everybody's out there fishing, enjoying their time. And I just want to reiterate, this is the time of year this tragedies happen out there. And I just want to remind everybody about water safety, obviously, and wear those life jackets. We're out there having a good time, but, you know, things happen out there so fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question about it. I can't tell you how many times I've seen one tragic story after another of either somebody not wearing their life vest and getting hit in the head and then drowning, or the old cliche of alcohol and boating don't mix. So we run into a problem there.
Yeah, our problem here is a lot of the states, they allow the alcohol on the boats. They trust people to be safe and to have a good time, but not everybody adheres to that. So, but the days of stopping somebody out there fishing with a boatload of empty beer cans, those days seem to be gone, in my opinion. That people are serious about their fishing, and they take it seriously, and then that's a good thing.
Yeah, no question. No question about it. I'm guessing you're a fisherman as well, Bill?
Yes, I go out there a little bit. I don't have a lot of time. You know, obviously, I'm spending my weekends out there on the waters, you know?
Right on, right on. Yeah, no problem. And, well, you got any plans for the weekend here with the Father's Day festivities?
Well, I'm going to be out there patrolling the whole weekend out there on the water, just making sure people are safe. And, you know, and so that's my contribution. You know, go out there early in the morning and like to see the dads and the sons out there, you know. Remember the safety equipment. Review what you have. You know, your life jackets, your fire extinguishers, you know, things like that. Make sure you forgot. Remember to put that registration sticker on your boat that's registered. You know, people forget this time of year. It's the first time out sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Don't need to catch any hassles from you, huh?
No. I want everybody to be safe, you know. But you know, like I said, it's just the time of year. It's always you find some type of tragedy that happens, and so much of it can be prevented, you know.
Well, absolutely, Bill. And your message is ringing loud and clear. Let me tell you what, I'm so happy you called with that message today, because nobody needs a Father's Day weekend with an unfortunate tragedy involved.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, make it all positive thing for the kids to remember.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm glad you said that, too. Let's all remember to bring the kids out, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what this is all about. We got to pass this outdoors knowledge and experience on to them.
Yes, we must. I just want to call up and give my 2 cents.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. And I'll tell you the truth, too. Now that we're up there in Boston on WEEI, it's really neat to see these phone calls come in from your part of the country. That's kind of a new thing for me. So,
sure.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing up here, too, is the waters are still cold. So the survival rate of people falling in the water, it's still very cold. So the other good reason for the life jacket. So.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Bill. We really appreciate your help this morning.
All right. Thank you so much. Good to
talk to you. No problem. Have a great one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Bill from New Hampshire, and he's got some sage advice. Make sure the safety gear is checked out before you hit the lake, please. And do not go out in the water unless you're wearing a life vest. That's the first thing that you need to put on before you even set foot in the boat. So please remember to do that. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. Looking for callers to tell us about what the plans are this weekend with Dad. Are you going out, you know, fishing? Are you going to go hunting? Hey, we had a guy earlier talking about, well, he played a trick on me. It was Ocean Isle, North Carolina friend. He told me he was going out hogging. Well, if that's your game plan today, let us know. That's in the works. You know, whatever works for Dad works for us here at O'Neill Outside. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. Let me take a time right now to remind you to hit O'NeillOutside.net. Look for the Fish and Game Forecast, sponsored by Realtree. That's the 2019 version of the Fish and Game Forecaster, and they also include, there's a moon clock there as well. It's $11.95 for the Fish and Game Forecaster. It'll give you all kinds of information about daily peak activity periods, strengths of fishing activity, good, fair, excellent. Also allows you to log in your catches. Lots of good stuff there. It's only $11.95. You can order now at www.moontimes.com. You can find it at O'NeillOutside.net. 404-872-0750. Give me a call. Let me know what your game plan is for this weekend. So, we have somebody popping in. I'll let Justin take care of getting that all in place. Want to remind you also that O'Neill Outside's homepage, O'NeillOutside.net, has a lot of information for you there as far as hunting and fishing tips. Also, some great products there to check out, like the Big Green Egg and Swaggerty's Farm products for sausages and such. All good stuff for you right there, O'NeillOutside.net. Excellent. We've got Clifford calling from Gainesville this morning. Good morning, Clifford, and welcome to O'Neill Outside. Thanks for calling.
Hi, I just wanted to remember my dad.
By all means, let's hear about it.
He was in some Georgia outdoor magazines back in the 70s.
No kidding. And what was his forte?
Grouse hunting and bird hunting.
No kidding. That's pretty cool.
November of 75, and Jimmy Carter was on the back cover of that particular issue.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't know if that magazine's worth anything, but my dad being in it's making it a lot worth to me.
No, it's priceless. Let's be honest with ourselves. Not too many of our dads get memorialized in magazines, right?
Right. The article wasn't about him. It was about Grouse. But at least his picture in our old Jeep pickup was in there.
Oh, wow. Do you have any special memory you'd like to share about going out with your dad hunting or anything?
Yeah, he worked at BF Grant in Cedar Creek when I got back from the service in 82. And I did some volunteer work down there myself. And I enjoyed those days.
Oh, man. Sounds like fun. Well, Clifford, I really appreciate you giving us a call here on O'Neill Outside this morning. Go out and have yourself a great Father's Day weekend, okay?
Will do.
All right. Excellent. And give us a call. Let us know what goes on next week. In the meantime, if you want to follow Clifford, the number, 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255 outside of the Atlanta calling area. And I'm going to give you a little an extra additive incentive here to call up and wish Dad a happy Father's Day, because O'Neill Outside, in addition to being live radio coast to coast, is also a podcast. You can find the link at O'NeillOutside.net. Once we're done with today's program, we'll package it up, throw it up for the podcast for you guys to download at your convenience, so you can listen to O'Neill Outside anytime you like. And the best part about that is if you want to call up and talk about Dad, he doesn't necessarily have to be up at 5 in the morning to hear it. You can download it, email it to him, or have him listen to it right there, and enjoy your time with Dad, listen to him getting talked up on the radio. And you know what? I think I'm going to talk my dad up again here on the radio. One of the things that's very interesting about my father is his evolution from kind of outdoorsman to golfer. Strangely enough, he's hunting birds these days, which is kind of funny. Gets him outside, and he enjoys doing it. And I might add, he's at the point now where he's shooting his age in golf and winning some club championships. Came close this year, Dad. One shot shy, but did a good job. But essentially what happened was, is as I mentioned earlier, my father grew up in a rural town in Wisconsin, Coon Valley. And at about 16, his dad decided, we're going to the city. So he up and moved the entire family to Long Island, New York, which, if you can imagine, coming from a town of about 500 to Long Island, New York, the culture shock that you would have experienced as a young man must have been incredible. But my dad learned to adapt. He unfortunately kind of had to give up the whole outdoorsy thing, but made time to go out and hang out at the shore and, he was a pitcher on his high school team and do all the normal stuff that kids do. But I don't think the outdoors ever left him, because as we went on and, as he got older and as he became a father, he'd always make sure to take us out on trips, going to the mountains or going to the beaches or just going outside and enjoying ourselves. Matter of fact, kicking us outside, getting us off the Atari like a good father should. And, but as time has gone on, he's found a way to incorporate the outdoors more in something that's less country fried, if you will. His thing now is getting outdoors and playing golf 4 or 5 times a day or a week. He's gotten really, really good at it. Very inspiring man in that regard. And the best thing about it that I really dig is the fact that after he retired, he wanted a challenge. He needed a challenge. He wanted to go out and play the best golf that he could. And I appreciate that, because when you're always trying to do something better, you inspire others. And that's what fathers do. They inspire you to greatness. They inspire you to go beyond what you are. And my father has definitely done that. And to be completely honest with you, I would not be sitting here today but for that encouragement. I truly appreciate it. I love you, Dad. And I will be seeing you guys pretty soon. In the meantime, you're listening to O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 AM 750 WSB, on WEEI Boston, and nationwide on the SB Network. Looking for your calls to celebrate Dad this weekend. 404-872-0750, 800-972-8255. That'll put you in touch with me here, and we'll talk about your dad. Don't go anywhere. More outdoors coming up on O'Neill Outside.
honor, courage, and strength of character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
Oh, and we have an amazing one here for you today. Well, we got an amazing one here for you today. Michael John Fitzmaurice, Medal of Honor recipient, U.S. Army, Vietnam, 1971. Fitzmaurice and three fellow soldiers were occupying a bunker when a company of North Vietnamese soldiers infiltrated the area. At the onset of the attack, Fitzmaurice saw three grenades which had been thrown into the bunker. Realizing the danger to his comrades, and with complete disregard for his personal safety, he hurled two out of the bunker, then threw his flak vest and himself over the remaining charge. By this courageous act, he absorbed the blast and shielded his fellow soldiers. Although suffering from serious multiple wounds and partial loss of sight, he charged out of the bunker and engaged the enemy until his rifle was damaged by the blast of another grenade. While in search of another weapon, Fitzmaurice encountered and killed an enemy soldier with his bare hands and stole his rifle. He returned to his original fighting position and inflicted additional casualties on the attackers. Although seriously wounded now, Fitzmaurice refused to be medically evacuated, preferring to remain at his post. Fitzmaurice's extraordinary heroism in action at the risk of his life contributed significantly to the successful defense of the position and resulted in saving the lives of a number of his fellow soldiers. These acts of heroism go above and beyond the call of duty. Mr. Michael Fitzmaurice, U.S. Army, is still alive and living in North Dakota. If anybody out there knows this guy, please let him know that he has been very much appreciated, as I've read this morning, by not only myself, but pretty much everybody listening to this program, I'm thinking. So, Mr. Fitzmaurice, thank you for your service to our nation. 404-872-0750 is the number, 800-972-8255. Want to hear from y'all out there with your plans for Dad this weekend for Father's Day. You going anywhere? You doing anything? Come on, let me know. Let the rest of the world know. Give us some ideas about how we can honor Dad this weekend. 404-872-0750 and 800-972-8255. So I want to go back to this article that I read earlier. I really didn't have enough time to hit it as much as I would like to have. But I want to talk about this 120 minutes a week outdoors concept. It is about getting outside. It is about getting the fresh air. It is about some sunshine, which helps the body produce some vitamin D and keeps you healthy. But more than that, it's about relaxation, people. Think about this. Every day, you go to work, and you deal with the stresses of work 8 hours a day. You deal with the stresses of the job. You deal with the stresses of the boss, working environment, whatever. And what are you breathing all day? Recirculated air, stuff filled with viruses from little virus factories we like to call children. It's basically just recycled over and over again. And obviously that is not the case outdoors. That's another health benefit. Get outside and, you know, enjoy some fresh air, walking around, aerobic exercise, move more, eat less, you'll lose weight. There are so many benefits, not only physical, but mental, that come from getting outside of the office, getting outside of the house, and just sitting someplace quiet in the woods or at the beach and listening to the waves or listening to the birds and just taking in all that nature has to offer. It's a tremendous way to spend the day, and doctors have shown it's improving to your health. Let's go back to the phones. I've got Jimmy in Marietta. He's got some Father's Day story he wants to tell us. What's going on, Jimmy? Good morning, and welcome to O'Neill Outside.
Good morning, like you, just heading out to work here.
Right on. What we going to work on the weekend? What are you doing?
I'm going to celebrate. Going to celebrate my father and memories of my wonderful father. He was not a hunter, but he loved to fish, and he loved to fish on the North Carolina coast, on the surf and on the piers of the North Carolina coast. And so the spring took us to the Outer Banks of North Carolina on a regular basis. I spent many, many, many days in the fall in September and October on the Avon Pier an Avon, North Carolina. That pier is no longer there. It was blown down by a hurricane, catching spots, croakers, bluefish, wahoo, king mackerel. He'd always take me out of school 1 week every fall. We'd go down and we would fish, and then we'd go every other weekend if we could, as far down south as Surf City on the North Carolina coast. The early 80s, he finally got a four-wheel drive pickup truck, so we were able to get out and go all the way out to Cape Hatteras and then down further south to Ocracoke on the in the surf and catch fish, every kind of fish that you can imagine that hung out on the North Carolina coast, puppy drum up to the big drum. So it was just an amazing thing, Dad passing on that love of the sea, fishing on the shore on the North Carolina coast. It was an amazing memory and a great man. And the memories that we had, not only on the surf, but then, you know, deep sea fishing off the North Carolina coast with our family, just amazing memories. And wish that everyone would do that, pass that on to their kids and especially their families.
Oh yeah.
Get their families out, on the coast or on a boat on a special trip. So that's all I had to say, and hope you guys have a great weekend. And like you said, hey, nothing like being outside. Had the camper up at McKinney for about 10 days. And even though we were working, we'd take some time to get up there and spend a night, spend a morning in the outside, and the weather's just been gorgeous. So everybody get outside and enjoy yourselves.
Right on. Hey, Jimmy, I want to say one thing before I bail here.
Yeah.
I got to give your dad props, because yanking you out of school for a week to go fishing is pretty darn cool.
Well, there was one time, probably about 77, that I was, let's just say I was removed from school for an extended period of time due to the fact that I was mischievous.
Ah, a little disciplinary action.
Yes. And my father ran a construction company. He told me, he said, son, he said, for 1 week, you are going to work and you're going to work hard. And I did. He said, but the second week, we're going to Avon.
Oh, okay.
So that's how he handled that.
Right on. Well, you sound like you had a great dad, and thank you so much for sharing that story and his love of fishing with us today.
Have a great day, my friend.
Do the same, Jimmy. We'll talk to you later. All right, and following Jimmy, we have Albert calling from New Hampshire again, no doubt listening on WEEI in Boston. What's going on, Albert?
Hey, Scott. Yes, I am listening on WEEI.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for having the Father's Day show today. My father, we didn't spend much time together, but in my early days, he was. I was lucky enough to do some, small pond fishing up here in New Hampshire, catching the pumpkin seeds and bluegills and some hornpout every now and then. But when he moved down to Florida, in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, that's where my fishing really got exposed over there. You know, doing pier fishing, fishing for blue crab, fishing for shrimp. Getting down to the intercoastal waterway. Me and my two older brothers, we'd bike down there and. Stop at the store, get our shrimp, stake our land, get our shrimp bait out there. But he hasn't been around. I haven't seen him in a while, but I still drive to fish all the time. I've called earlier, I like the ice fish. I like to fish for trout, bass. So, I didn't get to see him much, but he did instill some good outdoor stuff with me. I have three daughters, they're a little bit outdoor shy, but they still get out there. I did teach them to fish and bring them ice fishing. So, but I just appreciate the show today, and I'm just glad that you're talking about the fathers out there.
Yeah, no, it's actually something that needs to be done. I mean, not just on Father's Day, to be completely honest with you. These are the guys that are the ones that 90% of the time are introducing us to the outdoors and outdoor activities. So, yeah, giving them props is a good thing on the show.
That's true, Scott. Have a great day. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much, and we really appreciate you listening. Call again, why don't you? We love hearing from you guys up there in New England.
I've called a few times. I'll call back.
Right on, Albert. Have a great one. 404-872-0750 in the Atlanta calling area. That'll let you follow Albert on the phone. 800-972-8255. That's outside the Metro calling area, and that's how you get in touch with us if you're out and around outside of Georgia. So, man, we are getting so many great calls today about trips with dad and stuff like that. I'd still like to hear from the ladies, though. That's the one thing that I'm not hearing from this morning is the ladies who are doing the outdoor things with dad, growing up with dad, going outdoors or going fishing with dad or something like that. I want to hear about the ladies, because let me tell you something. For me personally, if I find that a lady is into the outdoors, well, you know what? I'm suddenly interested, because she's if she wants to get outside and run around a little bit and have a good time, then I am definitely compatible with someone of that nature. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255 are the numbers to call us. And I want to remind you, the O'Neill Outside podcast is available as well. You can catch that on SoundCloud, or you can listen at O'NeillOutside.net. Every week, we chop up the shows. We throw them up there for you to download at your convenience. And you can listen to them anytime you want. Especially today is a great idea, because if you're going to give Dad a tribute, you can have him listen to it anytime you want. So, boy, check it. It's an MP3 archive of your love for Dad. 404-872-0750-800-972-8255 are the numbers. And, oh, gosh, what else can we talk about here this morning with regard to Dad? How about another Dad story for you, okay? I got a good Dad story. Geez, there's so many of them to work with. How about I just give you a little bit of a character analysis, if you will, or a profile of my father. Being a Midwestern country guy growing up, he is definitely not one to grow up around BS. I mean, it is down to earth, it is real, and that is a quality about my father that I've always appreciated. He does not pull punches. He does not lay on the sweet stuff. He will tell you exactly what you need to know, when you need to know it, and it may not be always how you need to hear it, but it's definitely there. And my dad's wisdom has carried over in so many areas of life as well. Like we were talking about with getting outdoors and stuff, just being able to see and learn and see things. But more than that, he's been kind of a teacher. And I'll tell you kind of it's not really an outdoor story, but it's the best example I can think of that my father ever taught me a lesson. And as I was talking earlier, I mentioned that I lived in Holland for a while with my family, and my father would regularly take us on trips around Europe. We've been to Switzerland, we've been to, oh gosh, Germany, England, Ireland, and so on. Well, on one particular trip, Dad had told us that we were going to go to Dachau. And if you do not know Dachau, it is one of the worst prison camps, extermination camps from World War II. And the horrors that were carried out there are indescribable. And as a 16-year-old kid, I'd studied history a little bit in school and learned some things, but never, and I understood what was going on there. Let's put it that way. But the firsthand experience wasn't there until my dad came along. And he made it a point for us to go and see this place. Now, I will confess, I did not want to go, and I was fighting it the entire time. But he told me to shut up and just go learn something. So I did. And what I learned was that the horror that you've read about or heard about cannot compare to being there in person. And his lesson wasn't one of showing me everything that I needed to see and walking me around. He brought me to Dachau. He turned me loose and he said, just go and look. And after about a half hour, it was highly, highly impactful. And what I got from that is that my dad doesn't always have to teach me something or say something to make a point. He can make a point just by putting you someplace to learn firsthand. And a lot of dads will do that. Give us a call here, 404-872-0750. We're going to cut out for a minute, but when we get back, we're going to wrap up the show. Life is good today. Welcome back to O'Neill Outside. We're going to wrap up the show here, this last segment, and I want to make sure we get one more call in here. I got Jimbo calling from Las Vegas. Jimbo, you got about a minute. Tell us what's on your mind here on O'Neill Outside today.
You know, O'Neill, I'm going to do the best I can, and you brought up maybe having, you know, a mom involved in a story, like a father story.
Yes, sir.
So my dad, he grew up in Westchester, actually Greenwich, Connecticut, and him and his father, my grandfather, would sail these huge 32-foot sailboats in Long Island Sound.
Oh.
We buy a 16-foot fiberglass cool sailboat for our summer house, and my dad, the big sailor, capsizes the boat with me on the lake in Portchester, just in Westchester County, just north of New York City. He gets the boom stuck on the bottom of the lake. The rudder, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's fiberglass. We were able to, you know, put it on top of the car to bring it up to our summer house. And we can't move. So I had to swim in to shore about 3/4 mile. My dad was a Boy Scout troop master.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You know, Jimbo swimming of air bench. My mom's, when I got up to the dock, my mom's like, "Where's your father?" I go, "He's out there." And they went bananas. Get the rowboat and all this. And it's like my mom and my grandfather, I just swam into shore. I'm like, "What's the big deal?" I go, "He has never known how to do all this."
That's hilarious. Hey, Jim, I love that story, and thank you so much. That's a real high note we can end the show on. I do have
appreciate
to bail, though, my friend, and thank you for calling. Call us back again sometime. Well, it's been a blast, y'all. O'Neill outside for the weekend, Father's Day weekend. And yours truly, Scott Maxim, is honored to be here. I'm so happy to be able to talk about my father. I'm so happy to have y'all talk about your fathers. And I hope we can do this again next year. That'd be kind of cool. In the meantime, I would advise you to hit O'NeillOutside.net, find out the latest hunting and fishing news, and stay tuned to News 95.5 and AM 750, because we got a whole day of really great stuff ahead of you. Thanks for having me in your radio this morning. Look forward to talking to you again next time. Scott Maxim for O'Neill Outside. Later on.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media Group station.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.